Mark chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. That is our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Now, some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When four friends cut a hole in the roof and lowered their paralytic friend in front of Jesus, he recognized amazing faith. Based on that faith, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Those words did not set well with the teachers of the law. They accused Jesus of blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but Jesus alone? So Jesus addressed their charge with a simple question. So which is easier to do? Say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or take up your mat and walk? And then Jesus showed them his authority. He healed the paralytic, who got up, took up his mat, and walked out of them in full view. While the healing was an outward sign, the forgiveness displayed the real power. The healing lasted for the rest of the man's life. Forgiveness lasts for eternity. The temptation for us is to be more amazed by physical healing than salvation. However, in this story, we're reminded of the most important healing, the healing of the heart brought about by forgiveness from Jesus. That's where eternity begins. Father, thank you for sending your Son to heal my heart from the inside out. Thank you for the eternal life that comes from his work alone. In Jesus' name, amen.